All right, Benito Lomar. Okay, let's pick up in there again. Okay, so we're gonna push aside. We're gonna come back to the Mexican on the Gemara. I mean, he basically gives it away here. Let's start from Benito Lomar. Kapil, read. Benito Lomar, Dinei Bishvuos.
Benira Lomar, Dinei Bishvuos, Davi Zion on the base, Isa Amar Oshia, Kule, Anechna Sabes Menuga, Derek Korov, Yerfilo Kula Kut Mechot Motar, Betsiba Baal of Bias. Bia Asra Torah. So meaning the if
Derek Bia. Derek Bia. Right, so again, so what does that mean? Just quoting the Gemara, right. By walking backwards?
You're Tahor until you fully enter.
Okay, right? Everyone understands that? So walking backwards, I am Tahor until I go in completely. Well, he didn't say that yet. That's the second part. Get it precise. All he says is that if I walk in backwards, I'm tar. 99.9%. We don't know anything about Kulo yet. If I'm 99% inside the house, right, as long as 0.1% of me is outside, I am tahor. Why? Because I didn't go in derech bia. It's a v'nei lichar on here, huh?
Ze'eno tahor raka atal, avo akelem shalav nitmao. Being so that case where you're fully in, where you're mostly in, the person is tahor, but the kelim on him should be tameh.
Now, it's so important we get this, point as clear as possible, because in order for him to develop a strong kasha against the Rambam, right, you need to buy into this 100%. You understand? In other words, what he says here, you have to say to yourself, of course, it could not, how could that be otherwise, right? Or else you can't appreciate his kasha. Okay, but of course our question is, well, how is he so sure about this? So he says, Chada.
So this din of walking in backwards is bia is only in respect to the person, but in regards to kalim, they don't care at all whether the person went in backwards.
But that's one point, okay. And on top of that,
so even the person when he fully enters backwards, he's also going to become tameh. Therefore, the kelim that already fully entered, those should definitely be tameh.
Stop. So, why is this? What point is he making here? Like again, this Rechaim is. Remember, Rechaim is guiding us along. So he wants us to buy into this in order for him to raise this serious kasha. If you don't see this point as being a very strong point, then you can't appreciate why the kasha in the Rambam is such a powerful kasha. So again, why is this such a? Why does you have to say this? Time. So you want to add to that?
Say it's slightly different.
Okay, no, go ahead. One second. Just to review, okay? So one step one is what Manzo was saying, which is that ultimately, is that when we talk about a kli, right? There's no idea of bia by a kli, right? Because bia has to do with rendering the house no longer sagor, etc. And then how he walks in will determine that. But what we're seeing is that that's an idea in Tumas Adam, meaning the Adam has there's a special unique idea of Abal Abayis that applies to this thing called Adam. But what Rechaim is saying is that when it comes to the kli, which we know there's a separate system of Tumah by kli, so to speak. So what we're going to say is that all we care about is, so to speak, is the location. Klis are location-based. There's no bia by a kli, meaning that when the guy walks in backwards, so what we're going to say is, this is what I'm saying at this point, is that insofar as he is Tumas Adam, then you need to do a right bia. But insofar as the location of the kli is concerned, since the kli relates to him as the deliverer of the kli, so then we have to figure out, where's the kli located? So if most of it's inside, so it should be tameh. And if he's inside, he sticks his hand out, we should also say it's tameh. Why? Because it's attached to he who is the deliverer of the kli. It goes based on that gavra, not the Tumas Adam guy. Okay? Now I'm
going to
show you.
Right, so it's difficult because the Rambam just said stam in El Chosteras that someone who walks in backwards 99% of the way in is still tahor. V'nakid la b'stama. V'amaylo perish da kelim yatmam.
Right, so as the person responsible for teaching B'nai Yisrael halacha, he failed because he should have said right in the spot there, when I walk in backwards, so I'm tahor, but of course the kelim are tameh. He's like doing this disservice, okay? Now remember I said when we first did this, you weren't here. So we first did this. Now, of course, you could. What Rechaim is about to do is to say, well, he could be medayek, and maybe not necessarily. Just because the Rambam omits it isn't necessarily indicative of his position. That's why he brings in Tosfos. Okay? He says Veshuvri Sibitos Shvus Sham.
Veshuvri Sibitos Shvus Sham. Dibur Maschah Afilah Bechule. Shemavur Sham. Deber Nechnas Kulo Derech Achorav. Chut Mechotmo. The Emes Akelim Tahorim.
For sure, the Kelim Tahorim. So Tosos says it openly. So you see, another Rishon says that when I walk in backwards, just like I'm Tahor, the Kelim themselves are Tahor. That is bonkers. That's bonkers. Okay.
The Kasha, the Hari Akelim Haya Lehem Lihius Tamein, Kumoshe Bearnu. This doesn't make sense because the Kalim should become Tame like we.
Because if all we care about, so to speak, is the location of the Kli and the phenomena of Bia can't apply to them, so what do we care? But now comes a critical point. He says, and don't think.
The Ain Lomar, to cave under Tumus Akelim Hamir Ali Deha Adam. Well, the Haki cave under Adam Tahor, Mimela Gama Kalim Tahorin. You should not say that, oh, the Kalim are just dependent on the person.
I want to see like why we need to reject that. Because it's very tempting to go down that road, right? That would seem to answer all the problems here. Okay, you can explain to me why. Keep going.
Zeino, dahari lahejim avur beMishnah sheivanu dafilu hichnis rak yadav hakelim tamein. Bahari hasam gan came haadam tar midel reisa dafilu hachi hakelim tamein. Right, meaning is we're not going to say that just because the person saw the kelim went tar, because in the case where the person just puts his hand inside,
right,
the kelim on his hand are tamei. So, but in that case, the person is totally tahor because he's outside, but the kelim are tamei. Vim kein hachanami de kavasa bebia derech achorav habalelios gam kein a kelim tamein. So, therefore, in the case that the person goes in backwards, the kelim should also be tamei.
Now, like, my question is, what's my question? what should you add to me? What should you ask here? In other words, it's almost like shita. Yeah, you're right. You couldn't say that because of that mishnah. But he's playing a card here. He's saying, I don't think he's saying it's a ridiculous Havamina. I think he's saying there's a very logical rationale for this Havamina, which I'm going to argue that part of that Havamina is going to carry through this entire Svara.
Right.
Okay? But why is this such a pusha thing? He's saying, no, don't say this. You can't say that don't say there's a dependent relationship between me, right, and what it called, the ring. Why not?
In terms of Tumah.
In terms of Tumah.
Because in this case, it's funny though, because even according to him,
is Venera Loma. Keep it.
The Hine Nira, the Hach Dina, the Shah, the Vase Kadeshir
Achila. The Bias Kadeshir Achila.
The Bias Kadeshir Achila Hakelam Tamein. La Korchach Mukracham Anu Lomar, the Loha Din Have de Begadim Nitmao Ali de Adam, Hidden Tumas Begadim.
Stop. You see, again, he's literally taking his Havamina and plugging it in here, which is about to give his answer. Almost as if to tell us, by the way, you're going to reject my Havamina, but that doesn't mean there's a core idea there that won't be, or that you have to contend with. So again, I want to read this line. You would think, right, Dahave de begadim nitzmu, idea adam, kedin tumas begadim. But I know that's a general idea, tumas begadim Eli Weiss. I understand that. I'm just saying, so what? What is it? In other words, he's saying to you, you should clearly say there's something different about begadim here, the way it's being, the fact that it's being worn. How should you look at it? What happens by normal tumas begadim?
Well,
what do we say?
It requires a
fascinating phenomenon here. What I would have said is that, okay, well, the guy walks into the house, right? He's wearing clothing. Normally by tumas begadim, what do we say? By a beggar, the beggar's subsumed under the identity of the guy. So he's tameh, and then we can start determining because of his tumah what the status of the clothes are, because they're an extension of him.
Right.
But now you have something fascinating taking place here. The guy walks into the house, right? So this is the transition from the Havi Maskana, by the way. He's saying the guy walks into the house, right? There's something amazing that happens here. What happens when he walks in?
There are two different things happening.
Tell me.
Well,
Chaim sets up two extremes, okay? Extreme number one is there's Tumas Adam and Tumas Kalim. And they're two independent institutions. So when it comes to the Adam, okay, I can get into ideas of Bia, not Bia, because he's Koveya, this bias is no longer Sagar. When it comes to a Kli, all I care about is one thing, location.
Right.
Putting your issue to the side, location, okay? That's one extreme. But on the other hand, though...
In accordance, then that's his question.
Correct. On the other hand, though, here's the other extreme. The other extreme is, well, 1 second. Normally speaking, what do we say? We say, I'm wearing a shirt, right? Now, I understand if the plates in the house, right, that's an independent chefsa that's now subject to base menuga. But normally speaking, by tuma, if I'm wearing a shirt, how do we look at when I'm wearing
it? It's an accident to the person.
Exactly. It's an accident. It's an extension. It's not an independent entity, right? So if what it's like, so that's true. What I should say then is that if I'm tameh, so then I can start talking about any tumah that might apply to the shirt, but only because of me being tameh.
You're being with tameh the shirt.
Right. Those are the two extremes.
Right.
But now, what's the hardest part now? How do you mash them together? That's the key. What he's going to do now, he's going to take, exactly, he's going to show how these things fuse together. It's beautiful. You got such a big problem. On the one hand, we need to, we have to retain the fact that Tumas Kalim is an independent institution, right? On the other hand, when this guy's wearing a shirt, what we should say is that, again, in the Havmi, we should say is, no, when he walks in, he's Tameh. So now because of his status of being Tameh, it ignores the base Menuga. We can determine whether the shirt's Tameh or not because it's an accident of him. It's an extension of him. So now how do you resolve that? That's the beauty of his answer here. His answer is going to try and resolve these two extremes.
Right.
Now we can already take that next step, which is that, why does he mention in the beginning that if I wait inside the house for a period of time, right?
Right.
I'm going to call that maskana-ish. But wait in the house for a period of time, so we know what happened, so I'm waiting there. And now, what do you call it? After a certain period of time, what happens? So what's happening?
Right.
Based on what? This is the first step in synthesizing the two. Right. What's happening then? What do you have to say that happens? Just from a simple, methodological standpoint, like what's obviously happening here? Yeah. Okay, so I think that's the first, we'll come back to this, but I think that's the first, it's very funny how he just mentions that as an aside. But I think what he's demonstrating is that there's a transition point. The idea of the shear is that there needs to be a transition. The base menuga can't naturally establish a relationship with clothing that I'm wearing because the clothing that I'm wearing is just an accident to me. It only can, in order for Tumas Kalim to work, it's got to establish a relationship to an independent, discrete chafsa. This thing isn't a discrete chafsa. So Allah comes along and says, after a certain period of time, you know what happens? It becomes, I don't care why, but it becomes a discrete chafsa. That's the only way for Tumas Kalim to attach itself to such a thing.
Can you show that?
Okay.
We start again from Nir Lomar. One more time.
Okay, so Venir Lomar, the Hine de Hakdina de Shaba Bias, the Shir Akhila Hakim to Main, Da Korchach Mukrocham on Lomar, Zelo de Hadin Have de Abigadam Nitzmau, Al Yedeha Adam, Kedin Tumas Begadam.
Right. It's not because I'm waiting inside and it's me, and because I'm in there for a period of time, so now we're just delaying the extension of the Tumma from me onto the Begadim. No. Vura Mishra Shabenu, the Hecha.
The Haya Omid Bochot, the Hechnis Yadav Lefnim, Hakim to Main.
Right, so that can't be. Okay, now here it comes. Ready? Okay, so remember, synthesis. So he's saying that, okay, literally, what does that mean?
That the dependency on the person is only on the, in respect to his entering.
No, on the entering of the person is only in respect to the entering. Right. Okay? Meaning, the al yaday shesha adam shama bayis menuga. So since the guy, okay, again, he went in derech bia. Since he resided in the house for a period of time, chashivi hakelim, so now his clothing is considered gamkein kibon la'ol menuga. So we can say that his clothing were biyad into the base menuga. Aval tumasam be'emes havya machmas atzmam. But that's not what's generating the status of being tamei, right? They came in the chashivi kibon la'ol menuga and nitmu machmas abayis. No, because once they, because in the fact that they entered the house, right? Just translating, right? That's what allows them, what's going to create their status being Tameh? Only the bias. So it's impossible to say that he's making the clothing Tameh. The bias does. But at the same time, what does he mean when he says beforehand that, what do you call it? Again, Da'idei Shesha, again, Avadai Daha Ditlim Bias Adam Hu Raklin in Adin Bia. He's talking about Kalim, okay? Da'idei Shesha Adam Shama Beha Bias Menuga Chashivi HaKalim Gam Kain Kibayin La'ol HaMenuga. What? Hold on, man. In other words, oh, good. I want you to. In other words, when the guy walks in, if we're all agreeing that the clothing really are an accident of the guy, right? So then what we're saying is that if we were in this extreme, whatever, whichever side, normally speaking, we would say, since an accident of the guy, so if he's Tameh, they should become Tameh as well, right? Meaning whatever he is, there's nothing like that, right? So there's a very funny phenomenon taking place here, which is that we're borrowing the reality, right, that these clothing are an accident of the guy. We're just saying that even though it's an accent of the guy, right, we're not allowing, there's no mechanism, so to speak, of any tumah to express itself on the clothing, right? Because there's no tumah from him, right? It's from this extreme, tumas kalim. So it's like it's suspending it. It's saying that, yes, we're borrowing from one by saying, I'm not answering anything, but we're borrowing from one by saying that it's like tumas, it's insofar as it's a beget's concern, and he's wearing it, it's tafel to the guy, so to speak. It's like an accident of him. But at the same time, because it's an accident, so therefore it's subject to Bia. Because when he walks in, whatever he's wearing goes along with him. But at the same time, that object cannot be subject to base menuga until it can be identified as a discrete object. How? Agreed. So, one more time. Hold on, Berman. So this is the synthesis, okay? So he's saying that when a kli gets brought into the house, right? Like if I carry a ring into the house, what's the halacha?
The bia itself, priestly.
And now, good. And now this thing is subject to tumah. Right. If I walk into a house as an adam, when I do derech bia, what happens when I walk in? I relate to the house, right? Now, but I'm wearing a shirt. Remember, there's two ways you can go here. So we're going toward the side that says, of course, this thing is still an accident of you.
Right, there's no BS a shirt.
Exactly, that's impossible. If I'm wearing the shirt, right? A worn shirt is not subject to that. But what we can say though is that there is a way we need a relationship to the house for tumah to emerge.
Right.
So normally speaking, it's simply the location of the kli per se in the house. But since this thing is an accident to me, what do we require?
The time.
A period of time goes by. Then now, what can I say about the shirt?
It could have an independent relationship to the house.
Even in a relationship to the house is sufficient.
Right.
It can't naturally come from itself when it's functioning as an accident. When it comes from itself, so to speak, that's when it's brought in independently. Right? Let's move on a little bit in Rochaim. Okay, let's read a little further. We have to get this clear. Okay? But then he said Lufi Zeh. Now, this is a funny transition. Okay? Even if you don't get this point down 100%, I'm saying you can still understand this next move. He says, Lufi Zeh Hari Asi Shapir. Okay, now this is funny. It's like he thinks this is an easy transition. It's not. Okay? But he says, of course, what you would say, it makes sense to say that if I walk in backwards, the shirt should be tahar, right? And if I stick my hand in, the kli should be tameh. Why? Dine tosos v'shavos.
Hekshu delofi mash demasik hagemara debenichnas kulo derech korav tameh mishum delo gara mikelam shabavayas. Ve'im kain amaylo nema rubo kulo v'hiya tameh gam benichnas rubo derech korav. Meaning, if when you're fully in inside derech korav, then when you're partially in derech korav, you should also be tameh. V'hare gam beba kederech bia derech gam kain bias kulo. Because forwards he needs a full bia, but still rove counts. So therefore, rubo kulo should also.
Right, so he sets up very nicely. Now, what I should say is that who cares how they walk in? At the end of the day, what should I say? Rubo kulo should apply across the board. Okay. V'nira lomar.
Delo shayach lomar hach dina de rubo kulo rak hecha de nichnas kederach bia.
Okay, good.
Ela delo nitma achikanes kulo. Vaos shaper arinans rubukulo. Mashi ainkin benichnas derech achorav. The kolzman shelo nichnas kulo lo havi via klal. Meaning it's totally different achorav versus forwards. Because forwards, every step you take is
right. So now let me help you out here. Okay, and I'm not defining it completely. I'm just saying just to give you an easy step. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying like this. He's saying we start doing this when we do the Gemara. He's saying that. There's basically what's the halacha? Halacha is that there's a universal idea called what it called? I'm going to call it bias kula, okay? Bias kula. It doesn't matter how I walk in, right? There's a universal idea called bias kula. It's just that the thing is like this: when halacha comes along and says when I go through the front door, so what it's saying is that there's a reality of bias kula as long as I'm engaged in a maisa bia. So that's why when I'm 51% in, what can I say about my Maisa Bia at this point? Now I'm Bias Kulo. So the difference is everyone agrees that a Bias Kulo applies whether it's a Chorob or whether I'm going through the front door. The only question is, Rubo Kukulo shows you that Bias Kulo can kick in earlier than I'm physically in the house. That's his main point. Okay, but here's the hard part. This is the part we were struggling with when we did the Gemara, where he says, Vim ken hadis rachin on the Bias Kulo, right? Who milvad mashalo gara mikaderech bia the kaimelo nidma achikanes kulo, right? Oh, who tara mishum the kolz madol nechnas kulo o lahavia filo bias bimixas levizehari lo shayach hakaklal hachdina derubo kakulo, right? Okay, etc. So this is the other thing that need to define here. He's saying something. This is the hardest thing. Another hard thing. He's saying that there's no question that if I'm in the house, right, that's called bias kulo. I don't care if I walked in backwards or forwards. Once I'm all the way in the house, that's not nimsa, that's bias kulo, right? It's just that the difference is that when I go into the front way, so then bias kulo can just apply earlier. But when I walk in backwards, it doesn't apply to the beginning. Okay, but here's the problem. So Weiss wanted to say, remember, he wanted to say, which I think Rochaim's rejecting, right? He wanted to say, well, maybe you could argue that, no, the last moment, the 99.9% to the 100, that's the Maisa Bia. He's not saying that. He's saying it's Bias Kulo. But what we don't want to say is what? We don't want to use the R word. We don't want to say it's like it's a retroactive idea. That's not going to work either. So how do you slip out of this thing here? That's the other point. That's the rest of this, okay?
Retroactive as in...
Yeah, and as you don't want to say, really, all along, like he was walking in. You know what I mean? Bias kulo doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean nimsa. I think I have an answer for that. In other words, but bias kulo. In other words, he wants to have it both ways. He wants to say that I don't care if I walk in forwards or backwards, bias kulo applies. And therefore... Rubo Kakulo just means that Bios Kulo kicks in earlier. It just kicks in like 51% when I'm going in the right way. That's the unique halacha. What I want to know is that, okay, but he says, when I walk in backwards, I have not done any Maisa Bia at all. None. Zero. But there's still an idea. Bios Kulo. Define that.